John chapter 1 is where we're going to be, and I promise we're not going to keep you for long today. It's that season, Christmas season. What a great time it is. We've been reminded of it in song today, and actually this, having it all nice and crowded, makes it fun. This part in here, this is the way we, for those of you who are asking, this is the way we kind of normally look on a Sunday morning. Those people sitting out there, that would be really the extra overflow blessing to us today. So, John chapter 1, in the beginning, verse 1, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Father, we ask that You would just meet with us today in a special way. May Your Word speak to our hearts, encourage us. We thank You for this holiday season that we can celebrate the birth of Your Son, the wonderful gift that You gave to this world, the light that You offer, and we pray that You would just use this to speak to our hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That last verse we read was, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Going down to verse 9, it says, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. This light that God offers is offered, first of all, to everyone. Every one of us and everyone that is out there, this wonderful light of Jesus Christ is offered to the world because God loves the world. John 3:16, of course, you know that passage probably. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's what Christmas is all about. We take a moment to celebrate that time in which God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to be a light. So what I want to talk to you about this morning quickly is about the light. What is it that the light does for us? Of course, light does what light does. It reveals, it shows us things. And one of the first things that we see through the light of Jesus Christ is our great need. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The idea is this, quite honestly, that God is perfect and holy and righteous. And in order for us to go to a place that's called heaven, where we would spend eternity with a perfect, holy, righteous God, we would have to be perfect, holy, and righteous, or our imperfections would take away from His perfection. He can't be sinless, holy, and righteous if we bring sin and wickedness into His presence. And so, because we are sinful people by nature, we come short of the glory of God. So we can't go to heaven. I mean, it's really basically that's what the problem was. We can't get to heaven because we have a problem that makes, no matter how good we are, if I say, okay, from this day forward, I'm going to be really good. The problem is I still have a past. You're looking at a preacher who's actually been arrested. I have a past. This is not a pretty picture, and it keeps me from being able to be what I have to be in order to go to heaven. I come short of the glory of God. What I can't understand, I don't know why, but God loved me anyway. And God looked throughout the portals of time and He saw John Ray and He said, you know, John, I want you in heaven with me someday. But I couldn't do anything to make myself good enough to meet God's requirement. So God said, don't worry about it. I'm going to send my Son, and He is going to take your sin on Himself, and He's going to pay the price for your sin so that through Jesus Christ, that need can be met. So the first thing the light shows me is my great need. I am a sinner in need of a Savior, and the whole world is like this. The world is in darkness, the Bible teaches. And because of that, when the light of Jesus Christ steps in, it's very clear what it's showing to us. It shows us our great need. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it also shows us God's great love. The Bible says that God so loved the world, not just John Ray, but God so loved the world. Did you catch that in verse 9? It says, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So this light not only shows me the great need that we have of a Savior, but it also shows me the great love that God has in providing a Savior. And not just for me, not just for you, but for everyone that has ever been born or ever will be born. God loves the world so much that he gave Jesus Christ. And here's the idea. I come short. Nothing I can do. If I'm really good from this day forward, I still come short of the glory of God. So I cannot get to heaven without help. I cannot get to heaven without a Savior. So God sent Jesus Christ because he loves us to be the Savior of the world, which shows us the next great thing that we see. Because of this light that has come into the world, I have the ability to see my need. I have the ability to see God's love. And because of this, I also have the ability to see God's plan. Here's what it says, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have to come to this place in our lives where we recognize that I can't do this on my own. I can't get to heaven by being a good person because I'm already tainted. I can't get to heaven by doing good things because all of my good things have already been tainted by the bad things that I've done. I've already come short of the glory of God. It's not a matter that I might come short. I already come short of the glory of God. But if I will believe on Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross as the payment for my sins, then through my faith in Jesus Christ, God clothes me, the Bible teaches, with the righteousness of Jesus. So when God sees me, he doesn't see some wrinkled, bald-headed pastor who's been arrested. You know what God sees? God sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because I have placed my faith in Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ, I no longer come short of the glory of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If we will trust Jesus Christ, if we will place our confidence, our faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for us, God promises to fulfill his part of the plan to make it to where we no longer come short. And here's what that then means. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And this light that has come into the world helps me to see my great need. And this light that has come into the world, Jesus Christ, helps me to see God's great love. And this light that has come into the world helps me to see God's great plan. And his light that has come into the world helps me to see God's great promise fulfilled in my life. I stand before you today as someone who is going to heaven. Not because I'm a pastor, not because I'm a Baptist, not because I'm a good person, but because as a sinner, I place my faith in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross as the payment for my sin, and I no longer come short of the glory of God. And the same God who did that for me has promised, whosoever believeth on him should not perish. He's promised to do the same thing for you. Can I have heads bowed and eyes closed, please, for just a moment?